Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. We're going to be talking a little bit about what our real problem is. We often get confused about what it is that we're supposed to be doing. You know, what are we supposed to be getting God to do? And what are we supposed to be doing? Where's the line? You know, is it somebody else's fault? Is there somebody to blame? This is all regarding our own individual situation. So what I'd like to do first is just stop for a minute and give you an opportunity to identify areas in your life right now that God would like to talk to you about. Now, I don't mean necessarily deal with or even things that may be wrong in your life, but part of our problem is we get this idea that God only wants to talk to us about problems. Things that are going wrong or information we need, areas that need to be corrected, rather than God just likes you. He is already in constant contact, constant communication with you as a spirit. And that is one of the aspects of healing that is taking place in your soul, is that ability to join your spirit in constant communication. So let's just take a couple seconds here, and if even during this time, if you're listening to the podcast or the archives, just pause it to give yourself more time if you need it. And just ask the Lord to bring to your mind any thought, emotion, memory, picture, whatever, of what He would like to talk to you about. And write them down. Now, for our sake, let's say it's going to be a minimum of one item and a maximum of three. We can't, generally speaking, deal with more than that. And this is, again, for our purpose, for our exercise, this is something that we're just going to restrict ourselves to a small number of things. But write them down. For instance, it could be if you're having a financial problem, talk about, you know, you can write down, you know, no job. If you're struggling with something that maybe happened a long time ago, write it down really briefly. Just, this is just between you and God. Nobody else is ever going to know about it. But something that you know, okay, this is what this is about. And maybe there's something else that you're disappointed about, you know, or a mistake you made, or something that's going on right now. Regardless, let the Lord bring it to the surface and just trust that if it comes to the surface, it's something He wants to talk to you about. Could be a song that's going through your mind. Ask the Lord, what is the source of that song? What is it that you're trying to draw my attention to? One thing we all have to learn to do habitually is be aware of God's knocking throughout our day. When He knocks, when He draws our attention to Him, that's not the goal of His knocking. His goal is not to draw our attention to the knock. It's so that we will stop and be in touch with Him. It's so that we will open the door and say, God, what is it that you want to talk about? What is it that we are missing? A lot of times we think that if there's something really dramatic going on, like we're having angelic visitations or supernatural manifestations, that that's a good thing. But from God's perspective, we shouldn't really need that. Now, God does it anyway because we need to be aware of how the supernatural works because we have authority over it. But God would rather draw our attention to Him habitually throughout our day just by tapping us on the shoulder, just by increasing our awareness of His omnipresence. When you realize that right now He is speaking to you, in you, through you, and all you have to do is start developing your solical hearing, your supernatural, your solical senses, that's one of the biggest keys, hearing His voice, recognizing His presence. It's one of the biggest keys to everything else that He is teaching us here on this earth. How can He train you if He can't even get your attention? How can He equip you for tomorrow if He can't get through to you today? This is one of the struggles we have, is we are so easily distracted because we believe that the source of that information comes from somewhere outside of us. And the shift from looking outward for assistance, for information, for affirmation, is something we actually have to learn how to overcome ourselves. And when we do that, when we start seeing that we are responsible for hearing God for ourselves, this is where we then start going, okay, you know, how do I do that? And this is where we step back from our own lives. And we take those three things. And in fact, let's go ahead and stop again, or just stop right here. And this will be the time when you can stop and write down those three things, one to three things. If it's just one, that's fine. Odds are there's going to be at least one. So we also take authority over all interference. And anything you hear, go ahead, write it down, and then we are going to test it. So just going to be a little mini exercise here. So just go ahead and ask the Lord. Right now you can agree with me. We're just going to ask Him, Lord, bring to the surface between one and three things, one and three areas that you would like to talk to me about today. And just write them down. And if you need more time, or if you want to come back and listen to this, feel free to do that. But write them down, and you're going to track these. So now we're just going to test it. And one of the reasons we're doing this is just to show you how easy it is. It's not long, drawn out, simple. This is not a big whoop-de-doo thing. Lord, is that you? And if you hear yes, we're going to test that again. Lord, is that you? Now, just through this simple process, and if you're hearing a no, you're going to test that as well. Interference comes from our enemies, the world, our flesh, and the devil. And each one of those is dealt with differently. And we've talked before about it, about how to do that, and we will again. But for right now, basically, they are dealt with distinctly, which is why you then, if you're getting a no, it's not from the Lord. What we want to do first is just say, okay, then, Lord, I'm not going to deal with that right now. What I want to do, Lord, is what are the one, two, three things from you that you want to deal with? So rather than get distracted by the interference, stick to what the assignment is. Now, one of the things that he wants to deal with you about may be how to deal with the interferences in your life. And we've talked before about many other approaches, so I suggest you go back into the archives and see what is interesting to you, see what the Lord might draw to your attention. We just can't cover everything in this half an hour, but I also would encourage you to contact me, and I'd be happy to send you a set of the books. They're always on discount, so drop me a line, and I can let you know the cost and what you might be interested in for your particular situation. But the bottom line is that whatever situation you're in and whatever he has put down on your list, those are the things that he wants to talk to you about individually. And where we want to get to is that you don't need any more authority. You have absolute authority over your life, over your circumstances, over your situation. You already have that. You already have all the knowledge, all the information you need. And in fact, you have all the power you need to overcome and deal with every single situation in your life. What you are lacking is the action, the experience, the putting it into effect. You may have done dry runs. You may have done experimentation with it. But until it becomes a part of your life, we could put it in military terms. You've been through boot camp. You know what it is that your role is, your responsibility is in the particular military field you're in. You know what your job is. You've practiced it. You've even done dry runs. But now you're in battle. And until you've been battle tested, you are not gaining true experience. Simulators are what we do in church, what we do in comfort. It's when the rubber hits the road that we find out if what we believe works. To find out what our authority is. And one of the things we're going to have to recognize is that it's okay to make mistakes. In fact, that's the main way we learn. You can learn more by making one good mistake, one intentional mistake, than doing something right a bazillion times. We want to engage with God in this situation. We want to join him in learning to overcome the situations and the opportunities that he has created for us. So when we look at those three things, these are not judgments. These are not something God punishing us for. These are circumstances and opportunities that God has placed in your life for a purpose. That purpose is for your benefit. One thing we need to understand is God could care less about what other people think about him. Your life is all about you. He's not worried about getting glorified. He glorifies himself. He is not at all codependent. He is not thinking, oh my gosh, what are the other gods going to think about me? I can't even keep my own guys in line. They're always messing up. They're always undoing my plans. He is not at all thinking about what anybody thinks about him. This is one of our problems when we start to think that God thinks like us. And our thinking will change the more we think like him. And in your spirit, you are already thinking like him. One of our big problems as we start learning to deal with every opportunity as a training exercise, that we will change. Things will change. Our life will change. And you will have to make a decision about whether you're going to be more interested, more concerned about being in control of acceptance, how you get your needs met, what other people think, or are you going to recognize that there's something in your life going on right now that he has you here on this earth for? That there's, say, let's just put it real simple. God has a list of 10 things for you to learn while you're here on this earth, however many years you have. And you know what those 10 things are in your spirit. You carry that piece of paper around in your pocket, in your spirit. You know what they are. And God wants you to be working on them. These are the things that were assigned to you for this time. We don't know what was assigned yet. We don't know yet what was assigned to us for the previous existence or the post-existence. And we've talked before about how our misinterpretation of heaven and hell and what happens after we die has hindered us so much from taking full advantage of this life. But the point is that when we look at our life now, we are not floating down the river. We are not just at God's mercy. We are a part of his active being in our life. Tap into the authority, the knowledge, the power, the will that he has already placed within you. And we often look at the spiritual fruit, the fruit of the Spirit, and then we try to get them. We try to get peace and joy and comfort and gentleness and meekness. We try to get those, not realizing the fruit is born. Fruit is a consequence. You will enjoy contentment and confidence and effectiveness as you engage in overcoming those three things on that paper. Now, for some, that's going to be kind of eye-opening, because we always look at, and we're taught to look at, the things that we need to be doing as big things, and not as not being so angry with our husband, or being more patient with ourselves, or having a wound that keeps on coming up about something we did or something that was done to us, and having that overcome. We don't think of that as pivotal in our lives and in our relationship with God and with others. But when we start focusing on what God wants us to focus on, and we start, shall we say, experimenting with, okay, God, what authority do I have in this area? How come this keeps coming up? I thought I dealt with this. And when we start hearing him and acting on what we hear, testing it, and taking this life seriously. Taking our situation seriously is what results in the joy of the Lord. What he has, the peace and the contentment that he has for us in whatever situation, that's where that strength comes from. That, you know, that we cannot describe, that passes understanding. And when we look at the situations around us, to think that we have misinterpreted our role in them, when he has said, one of the problems we have is, you know, we think our job is to get God to do something. So we're always trying to, you know, pass the baton back to him. And he says, no, I've given it to you. This is your leg of the relay. You run it. And when we're confused about whether we're supposed to be taking the baton and running with it, or whether we're supposed to be, you know, oh, no, God, that's too big for me, or no, that's, you know, I wouldn't want to make a mistake and drop it, or I wouldn't want to do the, you know. When we have distractions about what we're supposed to be doing, that's when we fumble. Now, there's no pressure, because God knew, and you knew, the mistakes you're going to make. And you're going to make mistakes, and they are going to affect other people. Okay, get used to it. Because let's look at our enemies quickly. We have the world system, our flesh, and the devil. Now, God has already overcome through Christ, through Jesus' coming and dying and then being resurrected and ascending to the Father. He has already overcome the world system, peer pressure, time, those kinds of things, decay. And he has already overcome the devil, because the devil tried to tempt him, tried to get to him, and Jesus was so aware of who he was in the Father that regardless of the enemy tempting him, you're being annoyed by the enemy means nothing. That's his job, to bug you, to poke you. Doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean you're vulnerable there. It doesn't mean anything. You have to ask the Lord. Because one thing to remember, after Jesus was tempted in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights when he was fasting, and he came out and had overcome the devil, that didn't mean the devil stopped bothering him. It just meant that they both knew that that wasn't going to be the way. The direct assault wasn't going to be the way the enemy got to him. And so that's when he started going through other people. So while you are here on this earth, you are still going to be contending with the world system and the devil. So this idea that if you're in the right place at the right time, everything will be going right in your worldly circumstances, that's a lie. And likewise, if you think that if you're in the right place in the right time, if you're in the center of God's will, the devil can't get you, that's a lie. If the devil could get to Jesus, he can get to you. And right up to the very end, he could, and he did. The problem, the difference is not whether he can get to you and bug you, it's what do you do with it when he does. Do you believe him? When he lies to you and says that you've disappointed God, that you failed, that other people are suffering bad consequences because of your mistakes. When he says those things, or whatever it is that pushes your buttons, do you believe him? That's the issue. Or do you say, get thee behind me, Satan? Get out of here, you scumbag. Or do you just laugh at him? Because you know the truth. He'll be there. You can imagine you got three buttons on your back. Or as many as you'd like. And throughout history, humanity, we've only got so many ways. Well, Satan and his buddies have worked out a variety of different attack modes. And he just goes through and he pushes each button. And he finds one that works on you. Now, once you learn by experience how to overcome him, it's disconnected. It will not have the same effect in your life. But because it's part of your body and your soul that are attached to this world, he's not going to stop trying. He's still going to push those buttons. The difference is they won't have any effect. They won't be a distraction. So we realize and recognize that we're still going to have those enemies, but they have been overcome. In your life, though, they have to be overcome through experience, not just knowing that you have the authority, but exercising your authority, not just understanding how you are susceptible to the world system and how you are susceptible to the devil and his tactics, but by experience, learning how to overcome them. What are your weapons? What are your tactics? Let God train you and teach you. Because then we come to the one enemy here on this earth that Jesus did not overcome for us. The big battle we have that he can assist us with, but you and I have to work this out for ourselves, is the flesh. Because our flesh is where our soul is getting its needs met, a crutch besides God, we have to work on it as an individual. We can look for commonalities that, you know, for instance, so many people with our similar temperament are going to face similar circumstances with similar kinds of tactics and crutches. So we can, well, how did you deal with that? But the trick with this is just as overcoming the devil, we did not do it ourselves. Jesus did it 2,000 years ago. But now, because we are in him, we have overcome the devil. Likewise with the world system. When Jesus was alive, he overcame the world system. And when we became born again, we were joined with him and overcame the world system. Well, he never had any flesh. Jesus never developed flesh. He never developed a crutch. He always knew who to go to get his needs met, and that was his Father. So he gave us an example, but because he never had flesh, he can't do that for us. We have to learn how to go to the Father to have our flesh removed by ourselves. You can't get rid of your flesh. You can't die daily yourself. You have to learn how to go to the Father. And there's going to be times when you want to get rid of something and he's not ready for it. And there's things you're going to have to learn to live with until it's time that he removes it. And the example is Paul, where he wanted God to remove, change something in him, And God just told Paul, no, you're going to have to endure this for a while yet. So kind of give you some things to think about. As always, if you have any questions, drop me a line at diane@wecanprepare.org. Until next week, this has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great day.